cannot live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this terrific Tuesday, January 21st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a bunch of text messages during the break after I played Donald Trump's inaugural speech. Great speech. Absolutely. Rod Wheeler, down in Lake County, if his speech doesn't give you a sense of pride, you need to get the heck out of our country. Well, I can tell you that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I would even say the Clintons, both Hillary and Bill, as well as Obama, who was there by himself. Supposedly, Michelle Obama had another engagement more important than listening to Donald Trump's speech. George W. Bush, Laura Bush, somewhat offended by it as well. You could tell by their body language. But Donald Trump didn't care. You see, one thing you have to understand, this guy cannot run for president ever again. It's over. Make America Great Again will never be used ever again. It's done. This is Donald Trump's last hurrah. This is his last 4 years. That's why he spent so much time yesterday signing all those executive orders. By the way, the U.S. Senate confirmed Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State last night at 8 o'clock. They are in process of going through the approval, advise, and consent process of his other cabinet members. I believe they're all going to be confirmed by this Republican Senate. Donald Trump is not playing games. Donald Trump is going at this thing with full force and momentum. He's in 13th gear. He's pulling 45,000 pounds. And he's got his foot on the pedal all the way down. He is not letting up. The phone calls that are going to be made, the negotiations that are going to be done, the things that are going to happen is going to start happening at warp speed. Forget that nickname for the China virus vaccine. It's going to be his new administration. The clock is ticking, and he's going forward as fast as he can. And the Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives, the Congress, they better get on board. Because one person that I noticed standing, listening to Donald Trump's speech for that 30 minutes, Elon Musk, when he talked about when he talked about putting the stripes and stars and stripes, the American flag on the planet Mars, Elon Musk went nuts. You have to understand the process that is going to happen is going to happen so fast, it's going to be amazing. The media is not going to be able to keep up with all the things he's doing. Shutting down the border, starting to deport these criminals. The Justice Department, the pardons of the J6ers, which, by the way, went against what J.D. Vance said publicly, and also his attorney general candidate, Pam Bondi. He pardoned all of them. It's going to be interesting. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Performance invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Washington, D.C. yesterday, within hours of taking office, President Donald Trump issued several executive orders addressing several topics, including government censorship, TikTok, immigration, and climate policies. This marks the fourth time since 1937 that a U.S. president signed executive orders during their first day in office. The definition of day one executive orders issued on January 20th is what the basis is for this story. An executive order is an order issued unilaterally by the president who carries the force of law. Presidents use executive orders to execute their campaign promises or policy goals that they feel may face opposition or roadblocks in Congress. In his last term, on January 20th, 2017, Donald Trump only signed one executive order on that first day. That executive order focused on minimizing the economic and regulatory burdens of Obama's Affordable Care Act. So far, Trump has signed 76 executive orders on day one. The record for executive orders signed on day one since 1937, when they started tracking these. During his first administration, he ended his first week in office with a total of four. This time around, just hours after taking office, he surpassed that number easily. Some of the executive orders Donald Trump signed so far. And it's amazing. Restoring names that honor American greatness, dealing with government. Designating cartels and other organizations as foreign terrorist organizations, and specifically designating global terrorists. That has to do with foreign policy. Reforming the federal hiring process and restoring merit to government services. Oh, by the way, all federal employees must report back to work today or face the risk of being fired. No more working from home. Ending radical and wasteful government DEI programs and preferencing. They're done. No more DEI training. Diversity, equity, and inclusion will be done in our military or any federal government department. Defending women from gender ideology extremes. Restoring biological truth to the federal government. Genders will now be defined as male and female only. Establishing and implementing the president's Department of Government Efficiency. That, of course, has to do with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy heading that department up. America First policy directive given to the Secretary of State regarding foreign policy. America First. That is Marco Rubio's task. Next one, protecting the United States from foreign terrorists and other national security and public safety threats. Energy. Unleashing Alaska's extraordinary resource potential. That one includes also to restore and negotiate the reopening of the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm going to stop right there. I took four pictures yesterday. One at a favorite gas station down in Traverse City, and three up here closer to the home studio in Elk Rapids, Antrim County. Tom and Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, they sent me a couple of photos. I believe Gaylord and Wolverine. I got other people that sent me the text messages of the gas stations. Lowest price I found was Traverse City at $2.95. The average price, $3.19 to $3.29 for unleaded. Diesel was running around $3.59. Remember those numbers, folks. Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2025. Watch what's going to happen with these prices. With the supply going way up on production and supply, well, based on the law of supply and demand, prices are going to drop. You're going to see fuel prices dropping regularly through this spring and summer. Another executive order, protecting the American people against invasions. This particular one, when it comes to immigration, revokes four executive orders signed by Biden. Catch and release, gone. Having people must stay in Mexico, not allowed to come into the country, implemented, restored. Back to the way it was when Trump was president in his first administration. Deporting criminal, illegal people that are here? Absolutely. While at the Capital One arena after the inaugural speech, he went there to address the crowd that had gathered. Over 20,000 people indoors. While there, he actually pulled out four executive orders and signed them. The first one ended federal censorship, restoring First Amendment rights on all platforms of social media. He also signed one that ended the weaponization of the federal government and the Department of Justice. He signed one executive order that revoked 67 executive orders and 11 presidential memorandums signed by the Biden administration. Well, the bottom line is this, folks. Out of these 76 that he signed yesterday and last night, this is absolutely a sign that the federal government is going in a completely new direction. Lisa Stefanik being vetted through a committee hearing right now to be Donald Trump's UN ambassador. Marco Rubio already sworn in this morning by J.D. Vance to be his Secretary of State. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, taking over Homeland Security Administration. Man, she has got some unbelievable plans for that department. Mayorkas, gone. There's a new sheriff in town, and it's Kristi Noem, and the woman knows how to shoot. That's all I'm going to say about her. Unbelievable governor of South Dakota. Well, it's happening. And I've got one warning to the Republicans in Congress, U.S. House of Representatives, and Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Get her done. Whatever Trump asks for, pass it. Any nominees for his cabinet that he's put up, approve them. Put that cabinet together as soon as possible. Because I'm going to tell you something. We, the people, want you to do it. You don't get to disagree with this president. Not what this guy's been through. The attempts on his life, the criminal charges that he faced, the lawsuits that he's faced, the jury trials, all the things that this man has been put through and survived for us, the people. Give him what he wants. There is no right of yours to disagree and not approve what Donald Trump wants. Sorry, you can have your opinion, but in the end, do what he wants. Give it to him. It's what we, the people, demand and expect you to do. And if we find out that you don't do it, we will let the world know. We will make you the most famous U.S. congressman or woman. We will make you the most famous U.S. senator on the planet. Now, there is a few, three Republican U.S. senators that we can give passes to. We don't need their votes. As a matter of fact, some of these, we don't even want their votes. Susan Collins up in Maine, Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, and a couple others that are kind of on the fence. Why do I say we don't need those three? Because we can be at 50, and J.D. Vance, vice president, will be the president of the U.S. Senate, and he can break any 50-50 ties. I'm going to tell you right now, we want this process done, and we want it done now. So if you have the ability to communicate with your U.S. congressman, send them a note. Tell them to put pressure on other congressmen and senators to vote for Donald Trump's nominees. We need them in place as soon as possible. Because I'm going to tell you something. We're sick and tired of what has happened to this country in the last 4 years. We want 180 degree opposite policy, strength, and we want to put America first. We want to put Michigan first. We want these things done. That's what we voted for. That's what we worked for. And that's what we expect. And if you don't want to do it, resign. Step down. Because this is what the people want. It was very clear and obvious, based on the applause, based on the standing ovations, based on what happened in that Capitol Rotunda yesterday during that speech with Biden, Harris, Clinton's, Obama, the Bushes, all of them sitting right behind Donald Trump. He spoke the truth. Whether they liked it or not, he didn't care. Liberation Day was yesterday. The golden age of America, it's begun. It's coming. And you have to understand, this is what the people wanted. And our legislators in Washington have to give it to us. Pure and simple. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.